Welcome to Muffed. What a year. This is the Bears 2025 season in review. Muffed.
33 takeaways. Number one in the entire National Football League. That's the headline of the 2025 Chicago Bears, a defense that didn't always stop you, but had an unnatural gift for ripping the ball away when it mattered. Here's how Caleb Williams took a real step in year two, how a power running game finished top five in the league, and the one weakness that ended this thing one overtime short of the conference championship. 11-6, first NFC North title since 2018, a wild card win over the Packers, then a heartbreaker 17-20 in overtime to the Rams in the divisional round. The cardiac Bears were real, and the numbers say they were no fluke.
Start with the team level portrait. Chicago's offense finished plus 87.1 in total, expected points added, how much every snap improved their scoring chances, landing them eighth in the league, 78th percentile. The defense allowed plus 18.5, middle of the pack at 19th, but the takeaway machine more than papered over it. 33 forced turnovers, first in football. Third down was solid at 42.5%, 12th in the league, and the field goal unit hit 33 of 39. The week-to-week shape was wild, a 52-point beatdown in Detroit in week 2, a 47-42 shootout win in Cincinnati in week 9, a week 15 31-3 dismantling of Cleveland. Boom or bust, they learned to win the boom games and steal the close ones.
Now let's talk about the passing offense. The Bears posted plus 47.9 in passing expected points added on 602 attempts, 10th in the league, 72nd percentile, and threw for 234.8 yards a game. Caleb Williams finished with 3,942 yards, 27 touchdowns, just 7 interceptions, and only 24 sacks taken behind a pass protection unit that ranked in the 94th percentile for keeping him clean. Here's the catch. His completion percentage over expected was minus 6.9, one of the lower marks among starting quarterbacks. Translation, boom or bust accuracy, great at avoiding disaster and explosive when he hit, but the down to down still has another gear. The signature throw of the year tells you everything. Week 9 in Cincinnati, 25 seconds left, Chicago down 42-41. 1st and 10 from their own 42. Williams stepped up and ripped a 58-yard touchdown down the middle to rookie tight end Colston Loveland to steal a 47-42 win. Loveland led the team with 58 catches for 713 yards and 6 touchdowns. Feast or famine, but the feast won them games. Now let's dig into the rushing offense, because this is where Chicago really smashed. Plus 33 in rushing expected points added, 4th in the league, 91st percentile, 4.8 yards a carry, 3rd in football, 144 rushing yards a game. A top 5 ground game any way you slice it, and the steady floor under the offense's volatility. When the pass game sputtered, the run kept the chains moving. DeAndre Swift was the engine, 223 carries for 1,087 yards, 4.9 a pop, 9 rushing touchdowns, and plus 128 rushing yards over expected on the season. The most consistent unit on this team week in and week out, and it's why even the losses tended to be competitive. Next up, the pass defense, the unit with the split personality. The raw numbers are mediocre, 239 passing yards allowed per game, 32 passing touchdowns surrendered, plus 17.8 in passing expected points added allowed, right at league average. The pass rush was a real problem, 35 sacks, 24th in the league, 28th percentile. They simply did not get home enough. But the ball hawking, otherworldly, 23 interceptions, 10 fumble recoveries, 33 takeaways total, best in football. Safety Tremaine Edmonds was the heartbeat, with a 4th-and-goal interception against Dallas in week 3 that captured the unit's identity. Bend a lot, then take the ball away when the other team gets close. Sustainable? That's the question. In 2025, it worked. And the run defense. Tighter paragraph because the story's tighter. Chicago allowed 134.8 rushing yards a game and plus 0.68 in rushing expected points added allowed, basically 0 per carry. 19th in the league, 44th percentile, steady floor, low ceiling. Not a strength, not a glaring weakness. They surrendered 15 rushing touchdowns, a fine number. And the splash plays came when the front got disruptive. Andrew Billings and Noah Sewell stripped Ashton Gentry on 4th and 1 in week 4 against the Raiders, and Chicago recovered at the 20. Plays like that papered over a unit that on neutral downs was just okay. If the Bears want to push past where they finish, the front seven needs to win more snaps before it forces the splash.
Muffed!
Season most valuable player is Caleb Williams. 3,942 yards, 27 touchdowns, just 7 interceptions, and a year 2 leap that made Chicago a real playoff team for the first time since 2018. The thing to clean up? Two stats sit right next to each other and tell the same story. The pass rush got home just 35 times all year, 28th percentile, and Williams' completion percentage over expected was minus 6.9. More pressure on defense, more layered accuracy from the quarterback. Fix one, and this team has a ceiling above where it finished.
That's the Bears' 2025 season. Two things before you go. One, if you want this every week when the season kicks off, subscribe to the Bears feed wherever you're listening. Two, if you want the same treatment for your fantasy roster, head to muffit.ai and we'll build you a custom weekly show. That's the wrap.